What it do, what it do, what it do. This is Black and Nerd Boys Entertainment. My name is B-Rock, CEO, and I got my girl here on the phone. Her name is Abby. How are you doing, Miss Abby?
I'm good. How are you, B-Rock?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Long time no hear from. I've been trying to get a podcast with you forever, but you keep dodging me. But here we go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm dodging you. We're here, though. We're here.
Okay, listen up, fellas. Just look, I know I ain't been on here in a while, y'all. I know y'all missed me. My gorgeous voice. No, I'm just playing. But anyway, here we go, Abby. Now, tell them who you are, Abby. What's your name and where you from and what do you do?
All right, so my name is Abby. I do a lot, a few different things. I work in post-production, so if you guys need anything post-related, holla at me.
Post-production meaning what? So we can, for the people that don't know.
Okay, so post-production means everything after the project has been filmed. We specialize in episodic television. However, we do feature films, music videos, all of the above. If you need audio mixing, if you need color, if you need editing, VFX, all that good stuff, we are your people, so you can tap in with me. You can find me on IG at PrincessAbby323. DM me if you need anything regarding that. I also have a small candle business, which I'm slowly expanding. I have a pop-up coming up soon, by the way, June 17th in Santa Ana at CC's Carne Asada. You can pull up on me there if you want to smell my fragrances that I got going and my body butters that I'm about to launch.
And also y'all can, and at the end of this podcast, at the end of this interview, she will be giving y'all, well, y'all can find that flyer to where she's going to be at and everything, so you can get the direct directions and everything. So, Miss Abby, what's going on with you? And I want to know one thing, and this is a topic I want to talk about, because you're a younger woman. Abby, whether you're 29, 30 years old, I know women don't get their age, but I figured you're around that age.
Wait, can I pause you for a second, a quick second, because there's one thing that I was going to say and before we move on to the next.
Go ahead.
Also, I work directly with Black De Niro Boys Entertainment. Holla. I have
That's
been the
right.
project manager
Show.
Holla, for the past couple of shows. So yes. I've been helping him coordinate all these showcases that you guys love so much.
Right. And we will be in Lincoln, Nebraska in about 3 months. Y'all that can't pull up, I feel sorry for y'all. But we might try to probably do that live or something like that. Had that on there for the people that can't get way out there. But I'm going to have her out there. She will be out there. And y'all can go out there and chill with them. And we might be giving free drinks to the first people to come in there.
Pull up on us if you can. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be so fucking worth it. If you guys haven't been to any of our other shows, these artists have been killing it. These headliners are fucking insane. They're fucking Most dope. Definitely. So highly recommend you guys pull up if you can.
Most definitely. Now, we're going to jump right in this, fellas. So this is going to be a little bit more on the intimate thing, because I want to know about these younger women out here these days and what's their mindset on how they deal with life in general and how they deal with actual the males in their life and stuff like that. Just in their age group, because she's like 29, 30. I don't know her name. Like I said, females don't like to tell their name. But Abby, what's your take on that? Why? What do you think about the younger females these days, how they look at life and how they look at relationships and so forth?
Well, there's two big gaps. Mm-hmm. I see women who are like me, very focused, very driven, that just want to build before building the relationship. They kind of want to have a solid foundation.
Right.
And then you have that are hustlers, and then you have other women who are the complete opposite, who don't really have a good head on their shoulders as far as like being driven and like the entrepreneurship, I guess you can say.
Right.
I see women that are just gold diggers that want the easy route. Like, fuck it, let me just get a
BBL. Them gold diggers, man.
Yeah, like let me just get a BBL and milk somebody. So I see two different gaps here.
Now, did you just say BBL? Now, what is that? Because I'm totally lost on the BBL shot.
That's basically when girls get their body done. So it's lipo and a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh,
so
damn.
Girls, there's something called the mommy makeover, in case you don't know about that one, because I didn't even know. It's basically when a woman gets her body done after having kids. It's literally called the mommy makeover. So they'll get the breast lift.
Wow.
They'll get the, you know, the lipo on their tummy, a little tummy tuck, and then, you know, the injections on their butt.
Now, this is my thing. Like, women that does this stuff to me, now I'm kind of old. I'm 51 years old. So what the hell do I know? But it's like, don't they know that that really doesn't matter to a man how their butt looks or their breast look? I mean, they try to get a man unless they're just looking for just the first look. And that's, oh, she got ass and I want to fuck and that's it. Are they looking for doing that because they actually want to get a man's attention that they can, you know, build something with? I mean, what is it for?
See, there's a lot of variables to this. Mind you, I'm not a professional here.
Right.
But from my perspective, since I'm in entertainment, right, I see these girls doing it for music videos. Girls trying to like get with these artists, these producers, these famous engineers, right? Or directors. You have those kind of women who kind of want to secure the bag that way. You also have girls who are dancers, exotic dancers to be exact. So they're like, I need to get this money, let me look good.
Because
if I look good, I'll get more money, right?
Secure the bag. I always heard
secure
that.
Secure the bag. Yeah, that's how they think. And then
Secure somebody else's bag or secure their bag? Which bag are they trying to secure?
They're trying to secure their bag by getting to somebody else's bag.
Cool. Oh, gold digger. Yeah, gold digger. Y'all ever seen them gold digger pranks out there? Have you ever seen the gold digger pranks with a dude? He had the fake car. He had probably a Lamborghini or something. He'd be on the street walking. Girl come down the street. And they always say, hey, how you doing, lady? How you doing? Oh, I don't want to talk to you. You like you, bro. And then they see him going to the car and say, oh, shit, you got a Lamborghini. So they try to talk to him. And then the motherfucker with the Lamborghini always say, oh, you're a fucking gold digger. Get the fuck out of my car. Now, them particular females or gold diggers are just there for the bag, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. They're even willing to have kids with these guys just to secure the bag. Child support.
Well, but you know, I've been knowing you now for a few years, but you don't ever see, to me, you never seem like that kind of lady. You always was a go-getter, you got your own shit, you go work for a living. You know what I'm saying? So, what are you doing different between the other 29-year-old or 30-year-old woman? What's the difference? Your focus or what?
Yeah, I think my focus has always been very different. I don't necessarily want a man who's a millionaire, billionaire. However, I also don't want a bum ass motherfucker that cannot provide.
Right. I feel that.
To me, in my personal opinion, if I'm an ambitious woman, if I'm a go-getter, if I'm driven, and I have very big goals for myself. Yes, I want to set the foundation, you know, for my future seeds, you know, and when I eventually have a relationship and get married and settle down and do all that good stuff.
Right.
But on the contrary, like, on the other hand, I also expect my significant other to be just as ambitious and just as driven as I am, if not more. I want somebody to teach me and put me up on game on shit that I don't know, and vice versa, I'll put you on to shit that you don't know, maybe, you know what I mean? So it's all about balance, but the way I see it is I cannot be more driven than my significant other, because that shit's out the window. Like, you're supposed to be the man of the relationship, you know what I mean? I don't want to be considered the fucking dominant one. No.
And I think, and the cool thing about it, not to cut you off, what I think now is men these days, they have some men, not all men, they got so far out of touch with it that they have let the woman start dictating the relationship. The woman is the one going out, getting the job. She's the hustler. She's paying all the bills. And they got the man more like sitting there. And they got these women out here calling men bitches and all this other kind of shit. See, I'm not even raised from that type of era. You know, if a motherfucker call me a bitch, nigga, I'm going to treat you like a nigga, you call me a bitch. You know what I'm saying? But men out here accepting this shit. And that got me fucked up. I don't understand it.
You know what it is? It's funny because some of my closest friends and I, we talk about this. You know, just women to women. And I also majored in sociology, so I analyze people very, very well. You know what I mean? I like to study human behavior a lot, and I like to analyze people. And I'm very empathetic. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sit here and be judgmental, because everybody got problems and everybody's going through problems. It's just life. That's just the way life works. One thing that I have analyzed, and I've dated a lot of broken men. And I myself am a broken woman to some extent, because I come from a broken family, right? So it's a lot of healing that has to happen in order for me to be fully, you know, trusting to somebody, right? Like, I can't just trust people off the bat, right?
Are you single now?
Right now, yes.
If you don't mind me, okay. I advise you to stay like that till you meet somebody you really want to be with. Because at your age right now, it's very important. Yeah, for real shit, Ab, it's very important to know that, you know, life is too short to waste your time on somebody that's not worth your time to waste.
100%. And I learned that at a very young age, actually. I learned that at a very young age when I was in college and had a breakup. I was like, you know what? This is time to focus on myself. I don't want to waste my time if this is not going anywhere. So I learned that very, very young.
What did you learn? What did you take up in college? If you don't mind me asking, I didn't even know that. What you take in college? What was your major?
Sociology. So that's what I was saying earlier. Like, I love human behavior. I love studying human behavior. I love asking people certain questions.
Really?
Like, it's one of those things that automatically turns on. It's a switch, and you cannot turn it off. Sociology is very similar to psychology, for those who don't know. Psychology is basically studying one individual and their brain and how, you know, their brain functions. Sociology is basically you studying a group of people in an environment. You know what I mean? So like let's just say, hypothetically speaking, right? Because you and I both grew up in the hood. So studying people who grew up in Beverly Hills and made it all the way to their doctorate degree versus people that grew up in the hood and their profession was a criminal background.
Right.
They got a PhD on becoming criminals, you know what I mean? And it's nothing, I'm not trying to down talk on anybody, I'm not trying to downplay anybody, but it's just the reality of it. Why is it that the system is structured a certain way to where if you grow up in the hood, you got lack of resources, for one.
Right. Right, because you're Latina.
It's not organic. It's not fucking, you know what I mean? It's not like what you got going on in Beverly Hills. You know what I mean? Shit
right,
like that.
Right, most definitely. Because I know in our neighborhoods, we got fucked up shit everywhere. We got liquor stores on every corner. You got a church on every other corner across the street from the damn liquor store. So I guess they want you to go to the liquor store, get drunk, and then go to church. Give them your money for them to tell you something that you've been hearing for the longest, and then go back home and then repeat the same cycle over again.
Yeah, because it's a vicious cycle.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. And say that again?
If I understand right, we was on that topic of this being a cycle, because you do have family members that's in custody, right? Is incarcerated now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it's... Yeah. Who is that incarcerated in your family anyway? Your mom?
My brother. My brother's doing time.
Okay. Well, shout out to him, man. Hopefully he get free soon.
Hopefully.
You know what I'm saying? Do you support him while he's in there?
Say that again. Do I what?
Are you supporting him while he's in there?
Yeah, I've been. He's been down for 15 years now, so it's been like half my life. I used to go to all the court cases.
I forgot you middle-aged now. Because, you know, hey, y'all, just let me know, everybody. Middle-aged women these days are, 30 years old. That's middle-aged.
Wow. Why are you such a hater?
It's true. It's really true. Because you're not going to probably live until you get to about like 70, right? So you're about middle age.
Wow.
We don't eat as well as our parents did. You know that. The disrespect.
The
disrespect.
So if y'all don't know, this is how B-Rock gets at me all the time. He's always talking shit.
Yeah, but it's all out of love, though, y'all. It's all out of love.
This is how we get along.
That's right. So look, tell me now, okay, tell me a little bit now about what you're doing right now. And in your career right now, how's your candle business looking? How's your LLC looking? Because for you to be so young right now and have this kind of insight, it's kind of like mind blowing. You know what I'm saying? That you have the the mind, you have the age of a young lady, but you have the mind of an older person, so to speak.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've always kicked it around older people, hence right. The reason why you and I get along so much.
Right. Yeah, because I don't know why you talk to my old ass. I don't have nothing to say to talk shit.
You know how to clap back.
Yeah, real shit. I got to shit. Y'all, I just found out what this clap back shit mean. I was clapping like this at first. I just started making this clap. And I think that they was trying to get back at a nigga. Like, nigga, they clap back on you. What you mean they clap back on me, nigga? I thought the nigga wanted to get out or something. We gonna go in some other kind of play. But no, they just clapping and talking shit, y'all. So don't worry about that for all my old and listen.
It's all jokes. It's all fun right. Games. You know, I rock with you, dog.
That's right. For sure.
You know, I rock with you, B Rock.
For sure.
That's sure. My poetic side coming out.
And y'all, I'm going to let y'all know she do got some bomb ass candles. I didn't been a client. You know what I'm saying? I done bought a lot of her stuff and supported her business. If y'all can, I mean, it's great shit for Mother's Day, birthdays, or just because you want to send your wife some or your girl something. If you want to send your husband some or your boyfriend some, you know, go tap into her page. She got reasonable prices. She got bomb ass scents. You know what I'm saying? She got reasonable. The way the shit is packaged up is very professional. So I want to let y'all know that. So y'all support my girl.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I try to make it a luxury brand. Luxury brand, but still with affordable prices. So.
Right. So where can they find Princess Abby candles, and where can they find you on Instagram or any other platform that you have? Shout that out so they can get that.
Thank you. So my main page is at Princess Abby 323 on IG, and my business one is at Princess Abby Candles. That's where you guys can check out my stuff, and that's where I'll be posting the flyer where I'll be at in June for the pop-up. So I do pop-ups throughout LA, so if you don't necessarily like online shopping, you can always pull up on me and smell them for yourself and really get to experience it on a different level, and you guys can tap in with me while you're there.
And any of y'all artists out there, anybody that's an artist that think you have what it takes, y'all better take that information down, hit her up on our page, and she'll get the information to me. Or you can email me at blackdenaroboys@gmail.com. So, and that's Denaro with the DENARO, not the DI. So y'all can hit me up there and we can do that. But Princess Abby, you know we're gonna keep this. We ain't got too long. I don't like doing long ass podcasts. People seem to stop listening. So all y'all people going to work and shit like that, I got y'all. Abby, I sure appreciate you. You know I love you, girl.
Likewise.
You keep on pushing, keep doing your thing. I love all y'all out there, man. This is Black the Nero Boy Entertainment signing off. I love y'all. Peace, love, and happiness. And this ain't Soul Train, motherfucker.
Bye, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, y'all stay tuned, man. We got more coming at y'all. We just took a brief break. Black and Nero Boys Entertainment, baby. We coming back at y'all in full effect. Go on. All right, we just took a quick break right there. We back right now. I'm still talking to Princess Abby from Abby's Candles. She's my A&R for my for Black and Nero Boys. She owns her own LLC. She's doing big things. She's only 29 years old. So, Abby, you got the floor because we missed one topic, and we want to talk about just women and the kind of homes they come from and what caused them to be broken, so to speak.
Yes. I myself come from a broken family, and I come from the hood. So there was a lot of, you can say, trauma that was built and dating the wrong kind of men, right? So if you're broken, you attract somebody who's broken. Typically, that's the way it works. And I know some people may argue that, but from my own experience and from what I've witnessed, that's typically how it goes.
Well, how the hell do you know if you're broken? Because I might be broken too. I'm married now, but shit, I don't know if I was broken before I got married. How do you know if you're broken or not? How do you know this? I mean, like, what?
It's just self-analysis.
Just be honest.
No,
just
yeah,
be honest.
It's self-analysis. So, like I said, it's just trauma. When you engage in like severe trauma, and there's some that encounter more things that are more severe, right? Mm-hmm. But realistically speaking, and I'm just gonna be completely blunt out there, let's just state the facts. And I know this is like a heavy topic for some people, but mm-hmm. let's just speak on women getting abused, whether right. sexually, whether physically, mentally, right. emotionally. Like, these are real things that happen day to day. And when you are abused or you come from a broken home and you witness these things, right. it's not easy for you to find somebody that you're compatible with if they're not like you. Meaning, okay, I'm gonna put myself as an example. I came from the hood. So what was I attracted to? People from the hood. I was attracted to gang members. Till this day, I am attracted to that.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that I want to live that lifestyle, but I am right. compatible with that person to a certain extent.
Right.
But I want somebody who's not active, who's not out there banging. I want somebody who's out there making money, who's a hustler, maybe a retired gang member. You know what I'm saying?
So, in other words, you want the mentality, but not for them to be still involved like that. But you need that mentality, that take charge that mentality. Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, because that shit gets old. Like, what are you going to be doing out there? And I'm saying from what I witnessed, right? Like, motherfuckers smoking dope out there running the streets.
Right.
You know, like, what the fuck? Or, like, just out there, like, mobbing up the hood. Like, hold up. Like, you're too grown for this shit, right?
Right.
But I get it. It's a lifestyle. It's a fucking lifestyle. And not a lot of people understand that. It's hard to get out of that fucking vicious cycle. In and out of prison. It's hard for motherfuckers to get out of that shit. That's what recidivism means. So let me put y'all up on game. Recidivism means within a 3-year period, you're bound to go back. That's what statistics show. That's a sociological term. And within 3 years, when I was in college, which was like a few years ago, like more than 5 years ago, but when I was in college, the stats were already like at 70%. And that was years ago. What is it looking like now? You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you something now. So if the woman feels that particular way, if she's broken, if she feels that, you know, this is what I'm attracted to, the man that she get, is that what he attracted to, the broken woman?
Yeah.
The disrespect or the outburst or the insecurities or, you know, it's a lot of stuff that comes with it. But do you think that's what the man is attracted to?
Yes. Because if you look from an outsider's perspective, if you start to analyze a couple and you start to really dig deep onto their childhood experiences, their trauma, where they grew up, how do they come from a divorced family or not, were they abused mentally, sexually, emotionally? If you start to really look at all this, have they been incarcerated, like all these factors, and you'll start to realize that they're compatible for a reason. You know how they say opposites attract? It's not always the case. I know people say that. It's usually the complete opposite. When you're compatible, you attract. So if you're a broke person, you're going to attract somebody else that's broke. Think about it. You're a businessman, B-Rock. Would you want to be with a girl who's broke as fuck with no job?
Never that, no.
Exactly.
I'm never going to do that. Because
somebody who's motivated, right?
Right, that's a liability to me. You know, I look at it like a liability.
Exactly.
If you ain't doing nothing yourself, I'm boom.
So you're, again, you're a businessman. You look at it like you're a liability, not an asset. Again, a businessman, an entrepreneur, which I respect because I'm the same way. I don't want somebody who's a liability. I want somebody who's an asset. And I know that we're not looking at them like dollar signs, but at the same time, we got to be compatible, right?
So, right. I believe that.
Yeah, so again, when you're broken, that's what you're typically attracting. And in the spiritual realm, that's a whole nother topic because people, not everybody has the same beliefs as me, right? I come from a Christian background.
Right.
And once you start digging deep into the spiritual realm, you start realizing it's demon attracting a demon.
Right. So what is your advice for people, that the young women that's your age, and how can you kind of deal with that and get through that that cycle in your life to where, you know, I'm broken, but I don't want to just be attracted to broken stuff. So how do you deal with that? Or how would you give them advice on how to deal with it?
Okay, so it's so funny that I mentioned the spiritual realm, because I'm gonna be completely honest. I went through a phase of alcoholism where that was my go-to. Even though I grew up in a Christian household, but we attended church every now and then. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know, a routine.
It's cool. We all go through something.
We do. And that's why I'm very empathetic with people, because, you know, not only did I grow up in a Christian household, but I studied sociology. So things started clicking in my head, and I got like kind of like a rude awakening of what life is, right?
Well,
so me personally, even though I've gone through some real hardships, the best answer for me, and I encourage everybody else to do, is seek God. Because for me, nothing could take away the pain, the hurt, the abuse that I experienced, you know, as a child, as a teenager.
What?
Nothing can take away that pain aside from God. And it was years of healing, because it was years of pain and trauma. So you don't heal overnight. And yes, it gets frustrating. You know, we want to become better every day.
Right.
And sometimes we run into these walls. It's like, damn, another obstacle. And it's like, you feel like you're hitting a wall, and you're never progressing, and you feel stagnant. But one thing I can say to all the people out there, not just women, but also men, is just take it day by day, and don't be so hard on yourself, because there's reasons why you do the things you do, and there's reasons why you act the way you act, whether you know it or not. It could be consciously, it could be subconsciously. There's so many layers and factors to this. And so take it day by day, even doing something small. Like when you're in deep depression, which I've experienced, you don't want to do anything. You just kind of like want to be left alone. There's days where you just want to be in your room. Like, you don't want to talk to anybody, right? But just little things like going outside, going to the park, just to get out of your own thoughts. You know what I mean? Things like that are very therapeutic, being around nature. But
look, I want to shoot something with you, and this is going to be my last. I'm going to wrap it up with this. I want to shoot something at you, right? If I give you $1 million right now, would you be happy?
I would, but it wouldn't make me completely satisfied.
It's just a regular yes or no question. If I give you $1 million, would you be happy? Just for nothing. Just give you $1 million. Go ahead. Live your life.
I would.
Okay, now, if I offered you $10 million right now, or you're not going to wake up in the morning, which one would you choose? Would you choose the $10 million or don't wake up in the morning?
Oh, no. I would rather wake up in the morning.
Okay, so if it's worth $10 million to you, right, and you would wake up in the morning, so every morning you should feel like you've made $10 million. You should be the happiest person on earth. Because that's $10 million. You know what I'm saying? But you rather have that morning that you woke up to see another day. So it's worth $10 million. How happy would you be? So every morning, y'all, wake up and be happy. Be blessed, be cheerful when you wake up.
Amen to that. Honestly, that's a good analogy, B-Rock, and I never thought about it like that, but you're absolutely right. Because even though money is not equivalent to happiness, yes, it can bring happiness to some extent. And that's why I said I would be happy with it.
Right.
It doesn't fulfill you 100%, but no, it doesn't give you a comfortable life, and it is a necessity. Let's just be honest.
Oh, most definitely.
That's why we're entrepreneurs, because you need money to survive, right? And right. Aside from that, your business employs other people, so you're helping other people live a comfortable life, right?
Right.
But it's not 100% happiness.
No.
You know what I mean?
Happiness comes from within. For me, happiness comes from within. You have to be happy as a person. Your heart has to be happy. And the situation I've been in for 20-something plus years now, you know, you would think that, hey, I should be a better person or this or this or that. But I'm one of the most happiest person you ever meet. And it ain't because, yes, I'm sad some days. Yes, I'm hurt some days. Yes, I'm not sure some days. But whenever I do feel like that, I reflect back on God gave me, he got a plan for my life, period. Don't matter where it's from or where I'm at. You know, he got a plan for me, and I'm going to touch as many people's life I can touch. And I'm going to let them, and he allowed my heart to have people to touch my life, because I used to have a rocky, stony heart. So now, you know, I love hard. You know what I'm saying? I got feelings like a motherfucker. But, you know, it's because he allowed me to have them. And I'm blessed to have still love and be caring and to do this. That's why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because it keeps something. Say again. Go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, and you're a blessing to so many of us. And I say us because I myself included, like, you were the one who gave me the blueprint on how to do showcases and work alongside you. You know what I mean? So, and not just myself, but everybody else who you've employed, you know, aside from me.
I believe God brought you to me. I mean, I believe that he cooked this up. I believe that we met over a cold bowl of soup. It was just miraculous how we met, but we clicked from the first time we met. You know 100%. What I'm saying? We work well with each other. You learn, and I'm learning from you. You know, and that's miraculous. I've learned from a little-ass motherfucking girl. I got daughters older than you. You know what I'm saying? But I do learn from you. I learn different compassion. I learn stuff in the business when you be like, hey, B-Rock, you shouldn't treat him like that, or don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I say no at first, but then I think about it, that, yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? But we can all learn from each other, no matter the age.
Yeah.
But listen, and y'all, we got to go, Abby. We do have to go. You ran this thing too long. I told you that. Yes.
B-Rock, you forget that I was on a podcast before, and I can go on for hours.
You can't. Oh, yeah. See, this is what I'm saying, y'all. She think because she ran the podcast longer than I have. That See, this is her thing. She tried to take over.
No.
But see, this is how I'm going to end it. This is Black De Niro Voice Entertainment telling y'all once again, stay happy, stay blessed. You know, Abby, I love you, and I appreciate you coming on the show today. And I hope all y'all enjoyed her. And like I said, I'm going to let her shout her Instagram out again so y'all can go follow her, go fuck with her, do what y'all have to do. She got all kind of avenues and lanes y'all can go do. And all you artists out there trying to rap, come mess with her, man. We finna be in Lincoln, Nebraska, like I told you. I'll fly y'all out to the showcase if one person is good. That's my word.
Yeah, come fuck with us. And like he said, if you guys need anything, tap in with me at Princess Abby 323. That's my main page. And my business one is at Princess Abby Candles. Find me on IG, you guys. Come fuck with us.
And she is single for all you fellas out there, but y'all got to come correct. If you don't come correct, she's going to shoot you down. So peace. Black the boys up out of here. Peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, shit, Abby. I got to stop this thing. I got to stop. I'm going to cut that part off.